On the first day of school, Victor stood in line half an hour before he came to a wobbly card table. He was handed a packet of papers and a computer card, where she listed his one elective French. He already spoke Spanish and English, but he thought someday he might travel to France, where it was cool. Not like France, though, where summer days reached 110 degrees in the shade. There were rivers in France and huge churches and fair-skinned people everywhere. The way there were brown people all around Victor. Besides, Teresa, a girl he had liked since they were in catechism at St. Teresa's, was taking French too. With any luck, they would be in the same class. Teresa is going to be my girl this year, he promised himself, as he left a gym full of students in their new fall clothes. She was cute and good at math too. Victor thought as he walked down the hall to his homeroom, he had ran into his friend, Marco Torres, by the water fountain that never turned off. They shook hands, Raza style, and jerked their heads, one at another, in a saludo de rato. How come you're making a face? Asked Victor. I ain't making a face. This is my face. Marco said his face had changed during the summer. He had read a GQ magazine that his older brother had borrowed from the book Mobile. I noticed that male models all had the same look on their faces. They would stand one arm around a beautiful woman and scowl. They would sit at the pool, their rippled stomachs dark with shadow, and scowl. They would sit at dinner tables, cool drinks in their hands, and scowl. I think it works, Michael said. He scowled and let his upper lip quiver. His teeth showed along with the ferocity of his soul. Belinda Reyes walked by a while ago and looked at me, he said. Victor didn't say anything, though. He thought his friend looked pretty strange. They talked about recent movies, baseball, their parents, and the horrors of picking grapes in order to buy their fall clothes. Picking grapes was like living in Siberia, except hot and more boring. What classes are you taking, Michael, scowling? French, how about you? Spanish. I ain't good at it, even if I'm Mexican. I'm not either, but I'm better at it than math, for sure. A teeny dree beat bell propelled students to their homerooms. Two friends socked each other in the arm and went their ways. Victor thinking, man, that's weird. Michael thinks making a face makes him handsome. On the way he went to his homeroom, Victor tried to scowl. He felt foolish until the corner of his eye. He saw a girl looking at him. He thought maybe it does work. He scowled with greater conviction. In the homeroom, roll was taken, emergency cards were passed out, and they were given a bulletin to take home to their parents. The principal, Mr. Belton, spoke over the crackling loudspeaker. Welcome the students to a new year. New experiences, new friendships. The students squirmed in their chairs and ignored him. They were anxious to go first period. Victor sat calmly thinking of Teresa, who sat two rows away from him, reading a paperback novel. This would be his lucky year. She was in his homeroom and would probably be in his English and math classes, and of course, French. The bell rang for first period, and the student hurriedly noisily through the door. Only Teresa lingered, talking with the homeroom teacher. So you think I should talk to Mrs. Gaines? She asked the teacher. She would know about ballet. She would be a good bit, the teacher said. Then added, or the gym teacher, Mrs. Garza. Victor lingered, keeping his head down and staring at his desk. He wanted to leave when she did, so he could bump into her and say something clever. She watched her on the slide. As she turned to leave, Victor, as she stood up and hurried to the door, where he managed to catch her eye. She smiled and said, "Hi, Victor," where he smiled back and said, "Yep, that's me." His brown face blushed. Why hadn't he said, "Hi, Teresa," or "How was your summer," or something nice? As Teresa walked down the hall, Victor walked the other way, looking back, admiring how gracefully she walked, one foot in front of the other. So much for being in the same class, he thought as he trudged to English. He practiced scouting in English. They reviewed parts of speech. Mr. Lucas, a portly man, waddled down the aisle asking, "What is a noun? A person, place, or thing?" said the class in unison. "Yes. Now somebody give me an example of you." "You, Victor Rodriguez." "Teresa," Victor said automatically. Some of the girls giggled. They knew he had a crush on Teresa. He felt himself blushing again. "Correct," Mr. Lucas said. "Now provide me with a place." Mr. Lucas called on a freckled kid who answered. Teresa's house with a kitchen full of big brothers. After English, Victor had mapped his weakest subject. He sat in the back of the window, hoping that he would not be caught on. Victor understood most of the problems, but some of the stuff looked like the teacher had made it up as she went along. After English, Victor had mapped his weakest subject. He sat in the back window, hoping that he would not be caught on. Victor understood most of his problems, but some of the stuff looked like the teacher had made it up as she went along. It was confusing, like the inside of a watch. After math, he had 15-minute break, then social studies, and finally lunch. He bought a tuna casserole with buttered rolls and some fruit cocktail and milk. He sat with Michael, who practiced scowling between bites. Girls walked by and looked at him. "See what I mean, Vic?" Michael scowled. "They love it." "Yeah, I guess so." They ate slowly, Victor scanning the horizon for a glimpse of Teresa. He didn't see her. She must have bought lunch. He thought, and is eating outside. Victor scrapped his plate and left Michael, who was busy scowling at the girl two tables away. The small triangle-shaped campus bustled with students talking about their new classes. Everyone was in a sunny mood. Victor hurried to his bag lunch area, where he sat down and opened his math book. He moved his lips as if he were reading, but his mind was somewhere else. He raised his eyes slowly and looked around. No Teresa. He lowered his eyes, pretending to study, then looked slowly to the left. No Teresa. He turned the page and the book and stared at some math problems that scared him, because he knew that he would have to do them eventually. He looked at the right, still no sign of her. He stretched out lazily in an attempt to disguise his snooping. Then he saw her. She was sitting with her girlfriend under a palm tree. Victor moved a table near her and daydreamed about taking her to a movie. When the bell sounded, Teresa looked up and her eyes met. She smiled sweetly and gathered her books. Her next class was French, same as Victor's. They were among the last students to arrive in class, so all the good desks in the back had already been taken. Victor was forced to sit near the front, a few desks away from Teresa. While Mr. Bueller wrote French words on the chalkboard, the bell rang. Mr. Bueller wiped his hands, turned to the class, and said, "Bonjour." "Bonjour," braved the few students. "Bonjour," Victor whispered. He wondered if Teresa had heard him. Mr. Bueller said that if students studied hard, at the end of the year, they could go to France and be understood by the populace. The one kid raised his hands and asked, "What is populace?" The people of France. Mr. Bueller asked if anyone knew French. Victor raised his hand, wanting to embrace Teresa. The teacher beamed and said,
Thérèse bien, parlez-vous français?
Victor didn't know what to say. The teacher wet his lips and asked something else in French. The room grew silently. Victor felt all eyes staring at him. He tried to bluff his way out by making noises that sounded French. La, me, va, ve.
Me, con, me, grandma.
me con de grandma. He said uncertainly, Mr. wrinkling his face in curiosity, asked him to speak up. Great rose bushes of red bloomed on Victor's cheeks. A river of nervous sweat ran down his palms. He felt awful. Teresa sat a few desks away, no doubt thinking he was a fool. Without one, Mr. Buller asked Victor to repeat what he said. Mr. Buller understood that the boy didn't know any French words and turned away. He walked into the blackboard and pointed to the words on the board of his steel-edged ruler. Le Batu, he sang. Le Batu, the student repeated. Le Batu e su e yan, he sang. Victor was too weak from failure to join the class. He stared at the board and wished he had taken Spanish, not French. Better yet, he wished he could start his life over. He had never been so embarrassed. He bit his thumb until he tore off a sliver of skin. The bell sounded for fifth period, and Victor shot out of the room, avoiding the stares of other kids but had returned for his math book. He looked sheepishly at the teacher who was erasing the board, then widened his eyes in terror at Teresa, who stood in front of him. I didn't know you knew French, he said. That was good. Mr. Buller looked at Victor, and Victor looked back. Oh, please, don't say anything, Victor pleaded with his eyes. I'll wash your car, mow your lawn, walk your dog, anything. I'll be your best student, and I'll clean your races after school. Mr. Buller shuffled through papers on his desk. He smiled and hummered as he sat down to work. He remembered his college years when he was dating a girlfriend who borrowed cars. She thought he was rich because each time he picked her up, he had a different car. It was fun until he spent all his money on her and had to write home to his parents because he was broke. Victor couldn't stand looking at Teresa. He was sweaty with shame. Yeah, well, I picked up a few things from movies and books and stuff like that. They left class together. Teresa asked him if he could help her with her French. Sure, anytime, Victor said. Oh, I won't be bothering you, will I? I know, I like being bothered. Bonjour, Teresa said, leaving him outside her next class. She smiled and pushed wisps of hair from her face. You're right. Bonjour, Victor said. He turned and headed to his class. The rosebuds of shame on his face became like cheeks of love. Teresa is a great girl, and he thought that Mr. Buller is a good guy. He raced to the metal shop after school. There was biology, and after biology,